I have a very special guest joining me this morning. It is Allison Waring. Allison Waring is coming to Collingwood to bring her one-woman show based on a best-selling memoir called Confessions of a Fairy's Daughter, and that's coming to Theatre Collingwood, debuting tonight, September 19th. That is the date, tonight, 7:30 p.m. at Theatre Collingwood. Here to tell us all about it is Allison. All right, thanks for joining us. Now, this is a time of confusion, disbelief, 1980s, the story of a young girl growing up with a gay father in the 80s.
That's right. Guys weren't doing that in those days.
No, they weren't. well, some were, but you're bringing this incredible story to life, and it's woven through music, imagery, a comic, playful monologue all throughout, and you are starring in this yourself.
Indeed.
Give us a little taster. What can we expect tonight?
Well, it's a very playful, fun show, and as you said, it's woven through with music. Both my parents are musicians, pianists, and so I grew up in a house. In fact, I say that my mother tongue was music.
Right.
And so there's music woven all throughout the show. Sometimes I'm in dialogue with it. It's standing in for a parent, but I play all of the characters. So I play myself as a child, growing up in a little suburban house in Peterborough, Ontario, thinking that I had a family just like everyone else's. And I had this very boisterous, fun-loving father who was a great favorite among my friends and so on. And he loved to bake and shop, and he conducted choirs. And then when I was 12, I learned that he was gay, that he had come out and he was leaving the family to go and live in Toronto. So, of course, that was a devastating heartbreak. More than anything, though, as you say, it was confusing because these were the days when the words gay and father hadn't yet been put into the same sentence. No one really knew whether it was possible to be both gay and a parent, including gay parents. It really was, these were the first steps to understanding, can we redefine family? Can we open our hearts and learn to live and love in new and more expansive ways? And that was the challenge. That became the challenge for our family and some others, but we were very isolated.
Interesting. And you've managed to find the comedy in this situation, which was no doubt a little bit traumatic for you.
It was traumatic, but it was also, there were also really comic moments. I was dancing to the Bee Gees and deciding that was the moment I was going to tell my one friend what was happening in my life. Yeah, and my dad is a very theatrical character.
And it so sounds like a fellow pianist. That's wonderful. Yeah,
yeah,
both parents.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a lot of piano in the house.
It was.
Fantastic. So if you had to categorize this, you would call it a playful drama or...
I call it a comic monologue.
I'm
the only one on stage. It's not stand-up comedy, though. It is theater, so I'm playing all kinds of roles and changing costumes.
And your narrative thread would go back to your very, very early childhood years, or are you kind of focusing on a moment in time?
No, it starts at around age 7 and takes me right up to age 23 when I would say I came out as someone with a gay parent. Until then, I'd been holding it a secret and with a certain amount of shame and, as we did in those days. And that was the age when I stepped proudly into that moment. I think we all have coming out moments. For some people, it's sexual orientation, but for others, it's just, this is who I am. And it's different from what people expected.
Right.
Or this is what I really want to do with my life, not this thing that I was sort of goaded into by expectation. And so that was one of my coming out moments.
Confessions of a Fairy's Daughter. And when did you start writing your memoir on this? When did that first idea come through?
Mm-hmm. It's a story I always knew I would write at some time. And I was a travel journalist and a political journalist, so this wasn't really on my landscape. But I think in all of us has a story. We have a story that's lurking within us. And at some point, that story begins to nudge its way out. And sometimes it's enough to just tell it orally. But a lot of people want to write it. And I was a writer to begin with. And so I began writing it and it just poured out of me. It was
naturally,
so fully
yes.
formed.
Yeah. Yes.
And so the book came out about 10 years ago. But I had already been performing the show. It first came out as a script.
I see. That's interesting. Because for some, they find it therapeutic, to put their thoughts into the penmanship, flow that pen. Some people find that it just, settles certain emotions.
Yeah,
but
we understand.
You already started with a dramatic script.
I did. I had been performing already. I'd been performing one-woman shows already. And this, I could so see it on the stage just because my parents Right. My parents are both quite theatrical, and then they're both musicians, so I could imagine the whole thing. And the script came together really quickly, really easily. And then I performed the show for a year.
Yep.
And really, because of audience feedback, I started to think, wait a minute, this is a big story. This isn't just my little personal story. This has resonance.
Catching on. Sure.
Not just for other people with gay parents, but we all have families that challenge us in some way.
Yes.
I think that's pretty universal. Yes. And so everybody brings their own version, their own challenge to the story, and finds something in it that resonates with them. That's my experience. And so then I decided to write the full book, and then I toured the book alongside the show. So instead of doing a standard reading, I would perform the show.
Terrific. So, very inspirational. And I'm sure we can all find a little window of ourselves in this wonderful production coming to Simcoe Street Theater in Collingwood. If you want to check it out, it's happening tonight. That is the debut night. Tonight, 7:30 p.m., Simcoe Street Theater. Check it out at theatercollingwood.ca. That website is theatercollingwood.ca. You can call their box office, get your tickets, 705-445-2200. That's 705-445-2200. And if you can't catch it tonight, it's happening daily until Saturday. Two shows tomorrow, Wednesday, and then nightly, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So get your tickets. Come check it out. As you can see, our guest of honor here, Allison, is just brimming with so much enthusiasm for this project. Just wants me to come out and see it. So thank you, Allison, for joining us here. Good luck
to you. Thank you so much.
You've done this 150 times.
I have. I've taken it all over the world. Yeah.
And after a break, you're bringing it to us here in Collingwood. So we're very grateful for that.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck on
Thank
your
you so
rehearsals
much.
And the show tonight. I'm sure it's going to be a blast.
Thanks.